Good morning.
That's what you were doing to your computer this morning. Yeah. And you had to have Matt Malone once again come in and save the day.
Thank God. Yeah, thank God that Matt, our country guy, is so techie. Which, to be honest, it's not like he did anything crazy. He's like, all right, check and see. So my computer's been lagging like crazy this morning. I'm like, what's going on? All right, I swear to God, it's been updated everything. Anyway, so I'm like, Matt, can you help me out? Because Matt knows how to do all this stuff. Well, he's like, okay, first
check. He's used to it because you ask him every morning.
Ask every, like, once a week max, all right? Once a week max.
You know?
Anyway, he comes and he's like, all right, check and see if there's updates. All right, looks like it's updated. He's like, now, have you closed out all your tabs and opened them back up? And I said,
he unplugged it and plugged it back in, Grandma.
That's basically what it was. And I'm looking, now it's working great. The prep service is loading fast.
He recently just got a new job. He's only going to be here for like another week.
Son of a bitch.
What are you going to do when he is gone?
I'm saying, whoever they get to replace him better not suck. Hopefully it's some hot chick.
Could you guys hire a computer whiz? Because I kind of need that.
Could you hire someone who doesn't mind helping me out with my computer?
Every day.
At least once a week. All right. At least one. It should be more, but I feel bad asking Matt all the time. So I usually just wait. I just let it build for a week. And I'm like, oh, hey, can you help me out? Yeah.
What are you going to do when you get really old?
I'm going to give up.
If you need help now, you're supposed to be the one helping people.
I'm going to do what my dad does. I'm going to get a flip phone, all right? I'm going to avoid the internet. My dad still calls my mom for directions. Like, if he's going somewhere he doesn't know, he's like, hey, how do I get here? And then my mom has to log onto the computer to give him directions. Because he won't get a smartphone. He won't get a smartphone. And it's fine.
Hey, you're much like your dad. You're supposed to be the young tech-savvy guy, you know?
You know, it's just so much, though. There's all the chips
keeps moving forward, that's
internet
for sure.
And cables, and I'm telling you, Windows 95, best operating system ever.
It was a thing, even back in the day when I worked at Best Buy, like every month something was coming in, something new. Yeah. You had to learn something new.
Yeah.
Learn something new. I don't want to learn this. I learned something new last month.
What was wrong with burning stuff on CDs? I just don't see the problem.
That's gone.
I'll be honest, and this sounds like a really
old technology, Brock. That is a thing of the past.
I don't know if I have a collection of awesome CDs, and that was super easy to do. Ugh. It took a little bit of time, but it's so complicated now. In the cloud, and this is going to sound really old and like I'm just saying this, I'm still not 100% sure what the cloud is. Like,
It's the cloud.
That's all I could, like, if someone said, hey, describe the cloud, it's the cloud. So it's not, like, is it just a server somewhere? Like, but
you know what's interesting? Of all the stuff, like all the audio stuff that you have saved on a flash drive, which is like, what, a terabyte or something?
I got a huge flash drive with a bunch
of the information of the world that is on the internet has to be stored somewhere.
Right?
Where is that hard drive?
Yeah, where's
that? What does that look like?
It's got to be a lot of lights, a lot of whirring fans. Cooling everything down. I know you got to keep it cool.
That is the world's hard drive right there. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
What happens if I unplug it?
But still, that actually could happen. Think about that. And I'm sure they got backups, but it can't be that hard, right? Some janitor hits the wrong switch after he's done mopping the floor in there. It's like, oh, is this the lights?
Nobody can, like, shut down Google. Nobody can look up anything, really.
I'm saying, it's dumb again. It's great. But I still think that there was a point where we didn't need to go any farther because, like, I just don't trust just leaving my stuff, like, just randomly somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean with the cloud. I just feel like, it's in the cloud. Okay, well, it's just floating around somewhere?
No, nobody's looking at your penis pics on the cloud. You have nothing to worry about.
You know how much gigabytes you need to store that photo?
Zero.
You need a lot. That's a big photo. It's a big photo.
Is it?
Yeah, it's huge. Takes up like half the cloud.
Yeah, it's huge.
Half the cloud. I'm just saying we did fine with floppy disks. Everything was fine on there, you know.
The only thing floppy is in that picture.
Yeah, that big picture in the cloud. Stretch that cloud out. Oh,
it's a small floppy picture.
Big old cumulus cloud.
What?
You don't get it. You don't understand technology. You don't get it.
I guess not.
You idiot. Anyway, so. Hey, thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history. My God.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Like, just even that real quick, hitting that button to make that sounder go, I don't know how it works, man. It's just, I did.
But it does. It does something.
I just trust that every morning it should work, okay?
Please, God.
Please, dear God. Mm-hmm. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Does not matter. They got you covered, man. John Van Lanny, I'm his crew. Gonna get you taken care of. Did you say professionals?
Yep.
Yeah, professionals. Well, if you are a fan of good old grunge and you want to feel old, Alice in Chains will mark the 30th anniversary with a few reissues of their biggest album, Dirt, on September 23rd. There's a standard black 2LP version through all retailers, a red 2LP set through Walmart, and an orange 2LP set through the band's online store. There's also a Dirt Super Deluxe box set available only through the band store. It comes with the orange 2LP set, a remastered CD, Them Bones, Down in a Hole, Rooster, Angry Chair, and Wood 7-inch vinyl singles, a figurine of the sculpted girl from the album cover as a vinyl topper and a magnet, 4 show posters, 4 reimagined Dirt album cover prints, a Dirt hardcover book, and never-before-seen photos. It'll cost you $275.
Cash it in, man.
Yeah.
Why not? Everybody else is doing it.
That album is unbelievable, especially when you look at, like, 90s albums. It's like, oh, my God, that thing is, like, a front-to-back banger, dude.
Absolutely. I remember flipping through my sister's little CD booklet, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'd always go to that Alice in Chains album.
Yeah, so good.
30 years, though.
Damn. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is super cool. But then you're also like, oh, that was 30 years ago. What? Yeah. Kind of hurts. Kind of hurts a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but if you are an AIC fan or a grunge fan in general, this is definitely going to be something you're going to want to add to your collection.
I remember she had Alice in Chains, and right next to it, I don't know why I remember this, Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Then right next to that, Aqua.
Aqua.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Yes.
It was my jam. Anyway. All right, so there's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history. I ruined it again. I ruined it.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, August 15th, it was kind of a slow day. How about this?
Come on, Bobby. Let's go.
Yeah. Come on, Bobby.
Ooh-oh.
Peter, ridiculous. 1975, Peter Gabriel officially announced that he was leaving the group Genesis. Phil Collins would be the new lead singer after the group auditioned more than 400 potential musicians.
Wow.
I didn't realize that. I thought they just had Phil like queued up. Like, all right, yeah, Phil, come on, here we go.
Let's go.
But no, 400 potential musicians.
I wonder what some of the other ones are. I'm sure there's some names in there.
That's in it. I'm going to have to look into that because I always just assumed that Phil was like, okay, Peter's leaving, going to go do some solo stuff, which he absolutely smashed the solo stuff. Like, all right, Phil, you're up. Let's go.
400 auditions? What is the audition like? Hey, come in here and belt this tune.
Yeah. Hey, you remember legendary Peter Gabriel that we had lead singing? You're going to follow him up. And people are probably going to.
Don't blow it.
Yeah. Of course, too. Don't you got to kind of. Wouldn't Phil be like, oh, well, thanks, guys. Number 401 on the list. I appreciate it. Right.
You know who I am, right?
Yeah. Effing Phil Collins, you sons of bitches. of course, too, Phil being the drummer. Maybe they just assumed, like, okay, we need to keep our drummer, drumming, like, not focused on. But then they did some drum machine stuff for albums and everything like that, and Phil concentrated on the singing. But, yeah, 400 potential musicians.
Nice.
Crazy. Anyway. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history. No Aqua.
Rock
history. Come on. I'll look and see what I can find for them next time.
Come on, Bobby.
Rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.